Hey. So basically, going to the market isn't fun anymore because, I mean, hoodlums and thugs has made it like very hard for we ladies to go to the market. Anyways, that aside. Hi. My name is Bernice Ndidi. If you don't know who I am, then yeah, I am your humble host for PSNPs, and this is my show. I just want to say a big welcome, and I really appreciate you for tuning in today to Regal Radios. Good morning, and this very lovely Wednesday morning. I don't know if it's raining on your end. Actually, no, it's not raining here. Please don't get me wrong. I just wonder if it's raining on your end. I just have that feeling that it's going to rain today. Do you get me? Okay, yeah. So anyways, when I started this stuff, I just said that going to the market isn't that fun anymore because hoodlum and thugs has made it really hard and difficult for us to go to the market. And I mean by us, I mean like females, like women, girls, ladies. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't mean to sound sexist or like focus on a particular gender. I just there's just something that's like that I have to talk about. Do you get me? So welcome to my show once again, to Peers and Peas. And if this is your first time tuning in, I'm gonna say a big welcome. And yeah, just the same way God appreciates that one sinner that repents, I appreciate you, that one person that just tuned in. Do you get me? Peers and Peas is a show that just focuses around awkward relationship with friends and people like that work in the same place, like colleagues. Do you get me? Yeah. So like it's in the name, peers and peas. So the peers is like people that are just basically around you, like same age group, same age class and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, I'm talking too much. Oh my god, guys, I almost completely forgot. So last week Saturday, which happens to be the 9th of April 2022, Peers and Peas, which happens to be my show, was 1 year old. I'm so excited to get it. So Peers and Peas is officially a year old now. Oh, again, this is the part where you guys cheer. Do you understand? This is the part where you guys clap and tell me congratulations. So yeah, don't worry, I'll take it. Thank you. Please stop clapping. So yeah, basically that's just it. So Peers and Peas is officially a year, and due to some very unforeseen problems, my gift to Peers and Peas hasn't arrived yet. So yeah, when it arrives, I'll let you know. Do you get me? So that we can all jubilate and celebrate together. But anyways, all you need to know is the fact that Peers and Peas is now 1 year old. I'm grateful for growth. Of course. Okay. Now back to serious business. So now the topic for today is cat harassment. Yeah, I said cats are harassment. Basically, I don't actually mean like the animal cats. I just mean the cat harassment. So basically, what I'm talking about in the cat harassment is cat calling. I don't think many people know what that term is. Let me see if I can try to explain it in the simplest form possible. So basically, catcalling is a form of verbal harassment or verbal abuse done mostly against the females. Like I said earlier, that I don't want to sound sexist or just focusing on the feminine aspect and stuff like that, but this is something I actually have to talk about. Most people don't even know what catcalling is, and I don't know, I hope by the end of this show that you have a better understanding of what I meant when I said cat harassment as the topic, and it's basically talking about cat calling. Okay, for you to better understand the concept of cat calling, yeah, I think the best thing for me to do is like give you instances so that you understand. So on Monday I went to the market, do you get me? the one main market that's close to my side. And then while I was passing, one guy just from the sidewalk just yelled, Blackie, see your breast. I was so embarrassed because I was properly dressed, to get me wrong. I was completely properly dressed. So it's not like I was dressed indecently or something like that. He said that to me and I was just so embarrassed. So I passed, and when I was coming back, I felt like I was going to see him again. Like, I felt like I had that thing. I was like, you see this guy again, you see him again. So when I saw him again, he was trying to touch me this time. I was like, Blackie, how far now? He tried to touch my hand. And then out of anger, the first thing I said was, let go of me, you stupid devil. That right there was me being charged in the spirit. I had already gotten, I don't even know where that came from. I just told him to let go of me, him child of the devil. I'm very sorry to that guy. But yeah, like, that there is a perfect example of catcalling. Like, he just had to embarrass me just to, I don't even know why. Like, I'm pretty sure he too doesn't have a reason for doing what he did. But yeah, basically, that's just what went down. So I asked some of my friends to let me know some things that they've been through, concerning this catcalling thing. And then I realized that most of these men, or most of these boys, actually even get physical. Like, they don't just catcall you, like, see a decent meal. They actually go as far as trying to touch you, or rather touching you. So a friend of mine told me she was coming from the market the other day, and one of them used a stick to poke her by the side of her tummy. And then he was like, babe, your waist is soft too. And then she was looking at the guy like, I don't understand. I said, my waist was soft for what? Like, what exactly gave him the F1 to say that? And then I was telling her that, I'm more F1 or not. These Nigerian men or Nigerian boys will do these things, whether F1 or not. You get me? It's very in the market, because I don't see any normal person standing by the roadside and telling you things. No. It's usually all them boys in the market, because it's fine. You get me? I just don't want to get upset at all. So I asked another friend of mine, and she told me about one time she got on them in public. I don't know how they call Okada, like motorcycles. I'm not really sure. Anyway, she got on public Okada, and each time they would hit or they would get to them speed bumps, the driver guy would pull himself back towards her. Like, she was getting so uncomfortable. It got to a point where she almost fell off the bike. And then she was like, sorry, sir, please, can you, move forward, because you're pushing me. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was later she got to think and she got to realize that the man was only trying to, get close to her, move back so that he could use his back to feel her chest. Do you get me? And then I was like, what? She was like, for real? And then I was like, how can someone that's driving, or riding rather, be thinking of something like that? Like, isn't he scared for his life? And then I asked another friend. She was like, she was in a bus going somewhere, like public transport obviously. And then this man, in Nigerian buses are usually very packed. And then this man was using his elbows to try and touch her chest. And she was like, sir, please, can you move? Like, can you stop touching me? And they was, oh my God, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, the most funny thing about this is that the fact that they actually lie and act like they don't know what it is that they're doing. Like, bruv, you know is what exactly you're doing, why you're acting like you don't know what you're doing. You don't even have the balls to come out and say, look, yes, I'm touching your chest. So, like, you don't even have the balls to do that, and then you're doing it. Like, why? What's the point? Even I personally, I had something like that happen to me, like, very recently. I was on my way back to Lagos from school, and then the bus entered. I was like, I fell asleep in the bus, and the passenger beside me was a guy. Before we got into the bus, he was so nice to me and everything. So while I was sleeping, I guess he saw that I was uncomfortable. So he like patted me. I was like, if I'd like to put my head on his shoulder, please, by all means, of course, I took the offer because I felt like he was a sweet, nice, sweet guy. After like some minutes into my sleep, I felt someone trying to like touch me inappropriately. I opened my eyes, I caught his hands, I took them out of my body, and he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. What exactly are you sorry for? Like, I don't understand. Didn't you know when you were trying to touch me? Didn't you know when you were misbehaving with me? Didn't you know? Like, what exactly are you apologizing for? Anyways, yeah, I've just been able to give you like some instances, and I hope now you get the basic concept to what catcalling is about. Like, it is so embarrassing and it is so degrading as females, because now each time you go to the market, apart from the usual my color, come and buy my color, you know me again, I'll be a customer, my color, you know, to get me. I know that sometimes this boys are very helpful sometimes, you get me, especially when you are lost in the market. But then on the other hand, they are very handy and touchy, and they can call for absolutely no reason, and then you just end up being embarrassed. Like me the other day when I went to the market, and then it was like, see your breasts. See my breasts? What if there were 10 men around him when he said that? All 10 of them would definitely be looking at my breasts, don't you think? So it makes absolutely no sense. Why did you say that? Why did he say that? I'm pretty sure he doesn't know. Do you get me? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he actually doesn't know. Like, he really, really, really doesn't know. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional here. Do you get me? So apparently catcalling is also a part of history. Yeah, like, I did my research and I realized that catcalling has always been there since the 1700s. Like, sad. Do you get me? Yeah, catcalling has always been there since the 1700s. Actually, back then it was it wasn't described as sexual. That's the best term to use for it. Then it wasn't described as sexual act or sexual harassment or something like that. Then there was only then it was wolf whistling, you know, that thing boys do when they're at games, when they're at football games, and tend to cheer on their team. And then they put their hands in their mouth and they try to whistle through it and stuff like that. Yeah, it's called the wolf whistling. Back then in the 1700s, they would do that at the ladies that were entertaining them and stuff like that. So though some ladies appreciated the whistle, most didn't. Did you get me? Because it was also a form of catcalling. Even what happened to me the other day, most ladies that were like them would have appreciated it. See your breasts, maybe like the back, because they had obviously acknowledged the fact that she was probably blessed or something. Do you understand what I mean? Because like mostly they should have actually liked the attention, but then I didn't. I don't want to attend that kind of attention. Do you understand me? So yeah, so the wolf whistling was a kind of catcalling back then in the 1700s, and then it wasn't a sexual thing. It was just done. So most ladies then didn't appreciate it, while some of them obviously were into it. Actually, before the 1700s, because like I said, the 1700s was the wolf whistling. Before the 1700s, in the 1500s, wolf was a symbol of male lust and aggression.
that was actually how I became about the whole wolf whistling. Basically, it's just whistling, to get me? And then they added a wolf behind it. And then I was like, why is that the name of wolf whistling? And then I figured, and then I found out that in the 1500s, wolf was a symbol of male lust and aggression. So, wolf whistling was just a sound, basically, to show off lust and aggression. That's just what they're saying. Like, please don't argue with me, okay? Like, that's just busy facts that I'm telling you now. So, wolf whistling was just done out of lust. Like, it was just done out of lust. I think now we can able to understand why most ladies didn't appreciate it at all. Like, at all. Oh. So, yeah, this is proof to you that men have always been egotistical and very lustful. Yeah, since 1500s. Like, since the freaky 1500s. I'm sorry to generalize on them, like, the bad characters on the men, but most of them catcall. I'm telling you. In the 1700s, like I said, catcalling wasn't actually a sexual act. Catcalling became a sexual act in the 20th century. Meaning that then, when ladies were getting offended over being wolf whistled on, they didn't have a reason to, like, they'd be like, why are you getting angry? He just whistled. Why are you getting angry? He just whistled. Do you get that kind of thing? Yeah, that's just basically what it means, because catcalling became an official thing, or like it became an official sexual thing in the 20th century. So I guess our grandfathers and grandmothers back then, like, dealt with a lot of low self-esteem due to the fact that, like, there was something called wolf whistling. Most ladies might even come out of their house waiting to get noticed by the men just so they can get some wolf whistled on. Like, I don't need that kind of energy, for real. Anyways, yeah, like I said earlier, that the 20th century was the time when catcalling became a sexual act. So you're trying to tell me now that my grandma and my grandpa were just feeling embarrassed for no reason, like for no real reason. Each time they were getting embarrassed over being whistled on, they would say, why are you getting embarrassed? It's no big deal. Well, man, it's now a big deal. Say no to catcalling. That's all, period. And then most of us don't even, like, aside now, I don't think some people have even actually ever heard that term catcalling before. And you aren't even sure, maybe because some of these things have never happened to you, the things I talked about, the experiences I had and the ones some of my friends had, it has never happened to you before. And then you're like, since this has never happened to me before, that means I've never been catcalled. Do you get? Yeah. But then, actually, no. Catcalling goes deeper than all of that. I'm telling you, bruv. Okay, so I saw some that were very, very, very common, and I was just laughing. If a guy has ever blocked your path just to look into your eyes and tell you, wow, you look like an African queen. That right there is catcalling. If you didn't know, please know that now. If a guy has, like, a guy you don't know, like, has just blocked your path just to tell you you look like an African queen, or wow, you have beautiful eyes, bruv, mom, that right there is basic catcalling. I'm telling you. Most people do these things without even realizing that it's catcalling, or they might do it with pure intention. But then, like, how many sincere people do we have in Nigeria? But no, technically, no, none, not just Nigeria. In the whole world, we have just 10 sincere people. And the 10 8 is dead. 2, maybe someone is my dad. The next is my Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, honestly, like, I don't say it. She gave me, like, I just don't see the sincerity in people like that. Like, anyways, if a guy has blocked your path just to tell you you look like an African queen, that right there is that calling. Another one again is slowing down your vehicle just to honk or whistle. You're going on your own on the streets, and then some random guy just slows down his car right beside you. You know, winds his gas down, and then he says, "Wow, you're very beautiful," and then he moves on. Or he just honks, winks, and moves on. Or he whistles and moves on. That right there, baby girl, is catcalling. If you didn't know, please know that now. Do you get me? If you did not know, know that now. That right there is just basic catcalling. Like, I'm telling you. Another one again is declaration of the desire to take you home and do stuff with you. Like when my friend told me, the one I talked about earlier, where she was like, the guy said, your waist goes soft, boo. Your waist goes soft for what exactly? Like, what exactly are you trying to say? What do you mean your waist goes soft? Soft for what? Did you get that right there is busy. Busy cat calling. And it's a freaking no-no. I'm telling you, like, why would you even speak to me like that? I don't know. I am not dating you. We are not in any form of relationship. Please resist the urge to talk dirty to me. Why? Don't tell me anything nasty that would irritate my spirit, my body, and my soul. We have nothing in common. Resist that urge. That right there is busy cat calling, and I will not give that a chance. Yeah. Anyways, if you didn't know, now you know that you would have been catcalled in, like, your past experiences. You just didn't realize it. Now you know. Generally, there's no basic reason for a man to catcall. Men just do it as... I know what I'm going to say now. Many are going to disagree, but... bruv, I'm going to stand on my ground and be like, men only catcall just to ask, to impose some sense of dominance. I like that. I'm telling you, because I mean, the only reason they catcall is to make ladies feel less of themselves and make them feel more superior. They want to make you wait for their approval. If you dress nice and a man doesn't whistle at you, that means you don't look nice enough. If you dress nice and no man honks at you, that means you don't look nice enough. That's exactly what men just want you to think, basically. That's just what they want you to think. They want you to think, oh, right. Oh, God, no man honked at me today. That means I didn't dress nice. What happened to me? What's wrong? My hair? What's wrong again? Oh, my God, my face? Is it my teeth? Is it something? Oh, my God, I need to fix something. Girl, you don't need to fix anything. You are perfect just the way you are. Men need to fix themselves. The world needs to fix itself. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, men. I'm sorry, but maybe in my next show, I'm going to talk about something girls do to that piss men off. Right. Like I said, there's no specific reason why men catcall. It's just done to impose some sense of dominance on the women. As for me, I never respect a man that catcalls. I'm telling you, like, because they end up being flirts and perverts and weirdos, and definitely not something I'd want to get myself involved with. Yeah, at all. Like, none, nada. I would not do that to myself. I'm sorry again, though. Don't say because I'm a girl, that's why I'm speaking like this. Do you get me? I'm just saying generally because that on Monday, for real, I was so pissed. And then I was like, what exactly can we do for the world to change? Do you get me? I just know that there are some certain things that we need to be talking about more so that people can hear. Catcalling is actually not cool. And you want to download the most frustrating part of it all? Catcalling in itself is actually not illegal. Catcalling itself, it's not illegal. Like, you can't get arrested for it. Catcalling is just like, is under harassment to get. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but catcalling is under harassment and you can't actually be arrested for just, yeah, he catcalled me, he did this, so I'm to arrest him. Instead, he has to be under sexually harassed. Like, he sexually harassed me, what did he do? He tapped my ass, he did this, he did that, you get me? So, yeah, all those things are actually like catcalling, but then they fall basically under harassment. Verbal harassment, sexual or physical harassment, all them types of harassment, catcalling just falls under that. The funny thing is that I actually asked some guys for me. I'd be like, sorry, you come. When you go to the market, do ladies like speak to you like that? Did they try and grab you? Did they try and touch you in places that are highly inappropriate? They'd be like, no, why would they do that? So men can ask ladies, why would we do that? But then women cannot ask men, why would they do that? No. That's like bloody unfair. I'm telling you, men don't get catcalled, but then women get catcalled like all the time, like basically every single time. See, the exact reason this last one is just hurting me because I guess I just wasn't in the mood. I just felt too embarrassed for some particular reason. Because I know while growing up, obviously, I know that when I go to the market, I have to wear something like a top or a shirt that covers my forearm. Because I know I'm going to get pulled and dragged and touched and stuff like that. And I don't have to be wearing full body clothes just to get to the market just because I know I'm going to get touched. That's not fair. Do you understand me? Like that's basically not fair. Well, I guess if I actually want to change the world, the first thing I have to do is to change myself and people around me, one life and one time at a time. Anyways, we have officially come to the very end of today's show. I actually got into so many emotions, especially with the fact that I said PS and peace is going to get over. Oh my god, I'm such in a good mood because, like, I mean, guy, it's been 1 year of me doing this, and okay, before, like, speaking like this used to make me get really nervous. People do actually know that, but then I used to get really nervous before talking, but then now I still get nervous, so don't get me wrong, but then I get nervous because I'm human, but then I know that this is definitely going to go well. Like, I'll be like, Brandy, just chill, you're too fine. I'm telling you. And don't forget that you can sponsor my show, and I please, I really, really accept donations. I don't mind if I get sponsored, like, basically, you invest in my future. I don't even actually mind. Do you get me? I'll take it. And you can run adverts on my show. Yeah, you really can. Yeah, you can. Thanks again for tuning in to Red Guy Radios. I hope you have a lovely day. Oh yeah, before I forget, have you called your mom today? Have you called your dad today? Call your family members right now and tell them how much you love them. Please, why are you complaining and saying these things? Do you know I would definitely mention them? I'm a family woman. I'm an African woman. Do you get me? And I respect my background and my roots. Your parents are your roots. So love them. Okay? Bye. Choose. Love you.